Parakzamishta Aleph, the order and sequence of things done by the Kohen Gadol continues, and the Mishnah tells us that Bolo Kohen Gadol Likrois, the Kohen Gadol now comes to read from the Sefer Torah those things which apply to Yom Kippur. In Rotzah Likrois Big Day Boots, if he wanted to read from the Torah wearing his Big Day Boots, his white linen garments which he'd be wearing until now, those which were unique to Yom Kippur, Koyeh, he's allowed to read it still wearing those clothes, even though it's not strictly speaking a service unique to Yom Kippur, and it wasn't done inside the Heichal. Nevertheless, he was allowed to continue wearing it for Kriyas HaTorah, for the reading of the Torah, Vim Loi. But if he didn't want to, then Koyeh Deitzis Lovin Mishaloi, he's allowed to read wearing his own white clothes, his own white cloak. He does not need to wear the Shmoneh Begodim, the 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol. He does not need to wear those for Kriyas HaTorah. Continues the Mishnah. Chazan HaKnesses, Netel Sefer Torah. The Chazan HaKnesses, who was in charge of making sure things were run smoothly in the Beis Knesses, which was by the Beis HaMikdosh, where they were davened by the Beis HaMikdosh. So that person would take a Sefer Torah from that sort of shul, that Beis Knesses, the Noisa Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, whose job it was to sort of decide who would daven, who would read from the Torah, similar to a Gabba. The Rosh HaKnesses, Noisa the Sagan, he would give it to the Deputy Kohen Gadol, and then the Sagan, Noisa the Kohen Gadol, the Deputy Kohen Gadol would give it to the Kohen Gadol himself, the Kohen Gadol Omeid Makabel, the Kohen Gadol would stand up and take the Sefer Torah, the Kohen Omeid, then he would read from the Sefer Torah standing up. Whenever one reads from the Sefer Torah in public, he needs to stand up while doing so. And which parts of the Sefer Torah would he read? V'koyer Acharimos. He would read Parashas Acharimos, which discusses the services of Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Ach Be'Osar. He would also read the Parasha beginning with Ach Be'Osar, which refers to the prohibition of doing Malach on Yom Kippur, and of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. And once he had read those two parashiyos of the good old Sefer Torah, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, umanicha b'cheikai, and he places it sort of in his lap. He holds on to it. So Omer, and he tells the people who are there, Yosef Mashiach Rossi Lefneichem Kosuv Kan. More than that which I read to you concerning Yom Kippur is written here. Meaning, I didn't read to you every last bit about Yom Kippur which is in the Torah. There remains some more psukim about Yom Kippur, Uve Osar, and the parasha beginning with Be Osar, which also talks about Yom Kippur, specifically the Karbonus of Yom Kippur, Shebuchumash HaPekudim, which is in the Chumash of Bamidbar, Kure Alpeh, he reads that by heart. The reason being that to roll the Sefer Torah from Sefer Vayikra all the way to Sefer Bamidbar, many parashas, many psukim, that would take a long time, and it would cause everybody there to have to wait. And this comes under the category of tircha de tzibura, of causing bother and making the public, making the congregation wait around. And so that they wouldn't have to wait, he would roll out the Sefer Torah, and without rolling it towards Bamidbar, he would close out the Sefer Torah and read that part of it by heart for everybody to hear. And that's why he had to tell them that it is written there, but he is saying it by heart so that they don't need to wait. Alright, now once he has completed the Kriyas HaTorah, so Mvarach Leha Shmoneh Brachos, he makes 8 brachas on Torah. So nowadays people make 2, one before and one after. So he would make those 2 plus another 6. Firstly on the Torah, on the Torah itself, before reading and after reading from the Sefer Torah. He would make the regular brachas of Asher Bochar Bonu and Asher Nosan Lonu Teras Emes that we make nowadays. Thirdly, V'aloha Avodah, also on the Avodah, the service, asking Hashem to accept it. V'aloha Yidah, and thanking Hashem. The bracha of Moedim, V'al Mechilas HaOvein, and about Hashem forgiving the sins of the Jewish people. Number 6, Ala Mikdosh Bifnei Atzmai, a special bracha about the HaMikdosh in itself, asking Hashem to continue resting his presence in the Beit HaMikdosh. Seventhly, Val Yisrael Bifnei Atzmon, and a bracha especially for Yisrael, for the Jewish people, about how Hashem chooses the Jewish people. And lastly, Val Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzma, and there was also a bracha about Yerushalayim in its own bracha, talking about how Hashem chose Yerushalayim, and how he continues to choose Yerushalayim. And now, interestingly, you've got a 9th bracha, Val HaKohanim Bifnei Atzmon. There was a bracha about the Kohanim, a unique bracha, especially for the Kohanim, that Hashem chooses the Kohanim. And so because of that, many Mishnayos don't actually have the version of Yerushalayim, they skip out the bracha about Yerushalayim. And then about Shara Tefillah, the rest of the davening, he continues praying for other general things, which the Gemara describes in more detail.